One of the most anticipated moments in women's sports occurs Friday night when the NCAA hosts the Final Four basketball tournament in San Antonio. A new survey says more female college athletes than ever are playing basketball and a number of other sports. Although more women may be making the team, the number of female coaches continues to decline. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
What's happened in women's sports is in part due to Title IX, the federal legislation which seeks to bring more parity between spending on sports for men and women. In 1972, when the law was approved, the average university fielded 2 women's sports teams. 30 years later, the typical university has 8 women's teams.
There are more women participating in intercollegiate sport than ever before.
Linda Jean Carpenter, a former Brooklyn College phys ed professor, says female coaches have not fared as well. Carpenter has been tracking Title IX's impact for more than 2 decades and co-authored a study on women in intercollegiate sports. It shows that in 1972, nearly all women's teams had female head coaches. Now, fewer than half do.
The 44% is the lowest that it has ever been. And the women are getting farther and farther behind because even in the last 2 years, there were 361 new head coaching jobs in women's programs, and women only got 1 out of 10 of those.
All the way out, Stacey, all the way out, Stacey.
For the past few weeks, the most watched women's sport has been college basketball. During the regional rounds in Milwaukee last week, the teams hustled through practice drills before their big game. Basketball is one of the sports where the number of female head coaches remains strong. Nearly 2/3 of the teams are headed by females. Kansas State coach Deb Patterson says the coaching landscape has changed, though, as the women's game has grown in prestige and become more attractive to male coaches.
That's where I think we have to continue to be aware not to let this thing slip out of hand. And I think it's interesting that as they begin to pay more and as they begin to become higher profile, you begin to see fewer and fewer women in those positions.
The Final Four features 3 female head coaches, Pat Summitt of Tennessee, Duke's Gail Gestenkors, and Oklahoma's Sherry Cole. Gino Auriemma has been head coach of the Connecticut Huskies since 1985, and he says a coach's gender should not be an issue.
Because I thought the object was to hire the best coaches. I didn't realize the object was to hire the best women coaches.
Auriemma and other male coaches have complained the NCAA tournament matchups have been designed to limit the number of male coaches reaching the Final Four. Officials denied the charge, but the issue of gender bias and who coaches women's teams is clearly a prickly subject for the coach.
If you're going to say men shouldn't be coaching women's basketball at all, it should just be women, then how come there's so many men as assistants? Why do so many women hire men as assistants? Either they don't belong in the game or they should have access to the whole spectrum of jobs. And what happens on the men's side is irrelevant.
But Penn State coach Renee Portland says what happens on the men's side is important. She says even though she's been a head coach for 26 seasons, she'd never be considered a likely candidate for a men's team.
I think that I can only apply for 50% of the jobs, and men can apply for 100% of the jobs.
Portland and other coaches say part of the problem is that most university athletic directors are men who mainly recruit other men as they look to fill coaching positions. They also say pay inequity doesn't inspire many women to apply for open jobs. In the Kansas State locker room, assistant coach Sue Serafini says the demands of coaching also play a role.
It's a huge time commitment. I think that's, you know, and I'm not saying that's not true for the male side of it, but I think the time commitment from the female side of it, when society tells you that, you know, at a certain age you should be married, maybe at a certain age you should have children and bring up a family, I think it's very difficult with the race that we run to be able to do all that. Not, is it impossible? Absolutely not. There are many coaches in the game that are able to balance a family and a marriage and have it all.
But for many coaches, says Serafini, it's difficult to find that balance. And for many student athletes, like sophomore Kimmery Newsom, the expanded job opportunities young women have means coaching isn't part of their game plan.
It's not my main focus right now. I think maybe later on down the line I may, once I get my career established, but I want to be a child psychologist.
In an effort to attract more young women to the coaching profession, a number of groups, including the NCAA, have held workshops on coaching. There's also hope that an increase in the women's coaching ranks may come in the future as more female athletes who have grown up playing sports look to coach others like them. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.